Namandalıtı, 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 namandalıtı.
I'll begin my talk this morning by reading the first three verses of the Jusege. We chant the Jusege very regularly here at the temple. We've chanted it twice this morning. We chanted it once in the Dharma room, as we always do, around 9:15 or so. And then we chanted it just now for our service. It's wonderful to, from time to time, think about the meaning of these words that we chant. I invite you to join me in Gassho. I establish the vows unexcelled and reach the highest path, Bodhi. Were these vows unfulfilled, I would never attain enlightenment. I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment. Upon my attaining enlightenment, if my name were not heard everywhere, in the 10 quarters of the universe, I would not attain enlightenment. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayo gozaimasu. Wanted to begin by asking you all a question. So I just read these passages from the Jusege. Now, I was reading them, but these come from a sutra. It's called the Larger Sutra. Can anyone tell me, in these vows, who is the speaker? Who is the person who's speaking? It says, I would never attain enlightenment if these vows were not fulfilled. Does anyone know who the person who's talking is? Anybody? Yeah, Dioma, do you know? Amida Buddha, that's right. Before he becomes Amida Buddha, he is Dharmakara Bodhisattva. Dharmakara Bodhisattva. And so there's a story, this larger sutra. There are several characters and several people who are speaking. So this morning, in the spirit of our Eitaikyo service, when we think about all those who have come before and we show our gratitude, last week we had our Eitaikyo service showing gratitude for all the people who have made the temple possible, who have worked very hard over the years, all those whose names are there on the plaques in the back of the hondo. I encourage you to read those at some point. But during service, we always think about here, what's at the front? Amida Buddha. Think about this special place we have. And the week before, we talked about how Amida Buddha is the center of our temple. And so today I wanted to talk a little bit more about Amida Buddha and how Amida Buddha relates to Shakyamuni Buddha. Can anyone tell me who Shakyamuni Buddha is? Shakyamuni Buddha was the Buddha who lived in India about 2,500 years ago. So we have two Buddhas. We have Shakyamuni Buddha and Amida Buddha. So today I'm going to draw a picture. And you're all going to have to forgive me for my limited artistic abilities, but I'm going to do my best, okay?
Okay.
So I'm also going to use the wireless microphone. It's green, so that tells me it's on. Does it sound like it's going through the speakers a little bit?
No.
No? How about now?
No?
Let's see. Mr. Okamoto, can you hear me? Can you hear me at all?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Okay.
This is going to be a challenge. Okay, well, how about if I talk like this? Can you hear me? Okay. Too loud. Anybody who can't hear me, there's lots of space right here. Okay, so we'll do our best. I thought the wireless mic was going to work for me today. Nah. Okay, so we have, this is a story about the Buddha. The Buddha is Shakyamuni Buddha. I'll put this right in the center here. Okay. I'm going to block the Buddha completely. Okay, so I'm going to start right here. Can everyone see this part of the whiteboard?
Yes.
Okay. So we have right here, we have Oh.
have the Buddha. Does this look a little bit like the Buddha?
Kind of.
A little bit. So this is the Buddha. This Buddha is called Shakyamuni. Shakyamuni Buddha. Okay? Shakyamuni. This Buddha is Shakyamuni Buddha. Okay? Yes, Yoma.
You can run those black thingies.
The black thingies on his hair? Okay. There we go. Okay. That makes it look more like the Buddha, doesn't it? Okay. So, Shakyamuni Buddha lived in India about 2,500 years ago.
Wow.
But he was a person, just like you and me. Right? He was a human being. He was a person, he was a very special person, but he was a human being just like us. And so if you went back to India, if you got on an airplane, a very special airplane that traveled through not only space, but space and time, you could fly all the way back to India, and you could go to visit Shakyamuni Buddha. And even today, you can go to places in India where he lived. You could go there and you could walk around and walk on the very same ground and maybe even walk on some of the same stones. There are some stone places, some floors and things where the Buddha actually lived. Now Shakyamuni Buddha, he had one of his disciples, one of his good followers was a man by the name of... Ananda, right? Now Ananda, he also wore a robe like the Buddha. Ananda was the Buddha's cousin. Ananda was the Buddha's cousin, and he was always with the Buddha. He was always his companion. Even if there was something that was very difficult, sometimes the Buddha went into dark, scary forests and other things like that that we've talked about, but Ananda would always go with the Buddha. And once in a while, Ananda would stay home, but the Buddha would always, when he came back home, he would always tell Ananda what he had sermons. Any teachings he had given, he would always relate to Ananda. So Ananda had every teaching the Buddha ever gave in his brain. His brain was like a tape recorder. He remembered everything. And when they said, Ananda, what did the Buddha say? It was like pushing play on a tape recorder. And he would repeat exactly what the Buddha had said. So the Buddha's disciple's name was Ananda. Ananda. So one day, Ananda was gathered in an assembly with all of the Buddha. And Ananda asked the Buddha a question. He said, Oh, world-honored one. That's what they called the Buddha, the world-honored one. He said, your face is just brilliant. It's glowing. Did you use special soap today? Oh, no. Could it be that you're meditating on all Buddhas, meditating upon one another? Shakyamuni Buddha said, by golly, you're right. I am. How did you know that? Did some special being whisper in your ear? Some divine being, did they come down and say, Ananda, ask the Buddha this question? And Ananda said, no, it just occurred to me to ask you this, because you look so splendid today. And so the Buddha said, indeed, Ananda, I am meditating on all Buddhas, meditating on each other, and I want to tell you about one specific Buddha. And he listed off the names of many, many, many Buddhas. Many, many Buddhas. And he began to give a teaching. So this blue part here that I'm drawing now, this blue part is what Shakyamuni Buddha then told to Ananda. He gave him a teaching and he said, Ananda, one day there was a Buddha. Right? Because once there was a Buddha, I'm running out of room for his hair. One day there was a Buddha, and this Buddha's name was Lokeshvara Raja. Lokeshvara Raja was the name of this Buddha, okay? But one day there was this Buddha, Lokeshvara Raja Buddha, right? And so Lokeshvara Raja Buddha, he was a wonderful Buddha. He was a great teacher, just like me. He was a wonderful Buddha. And then Lokeshvara Raja Buddha, he also had a disciple. He had a disciple who came and visited him. But this disciple was a king. See, he's got a crown because he's a king. Okay, you see his crown there? Mm-hmm. But this king, he wanted to help everybody. This was a king who wanted to help everybody. So he renounced his throne. He said, I'm not going to be the king anymore because I've realized that even though I have lots of money and lots of power, that even if I use all my money, I've tried to use all my money to help people, but I realize that money doesn't make people happy, right? And I've used all my power. I've told people to be nice to each other. I've told people to help each other out, but people don't always do what I say, right? So there must be some other way that I can make everyone happy, that I can give everybody a path to be happy. And he said, I will go to study with this Buddha, Lokeshvara Raja Buddha. And that's just what he did. He went and he studied with Lokeshvara Raja Buddha, and he became a bodhisattva named, Dharmakara. Dharmakara, I apologize that this isn't very dark. Dharmakara Bodhisattva. Dharmakara Bodhisattva, okay? So he comes before this Buddha and he makes vows. He says, you're such a wonderful Buddha. And those passages that I read from the Jusege at the start of my talk, those were some of the words that Dharmakara Bodhisattva spoke. So this red part now, this is what Dharmakara Bodhisattva said. He said that one day I will become a Buddha, and so he recited the Jusege. He also said, actually before he said the Jusege, the first thing he said was the Sambutsuge. We chant Sambutsuge sometimes here too. Sambutsuge, right? So he started with the Sambutsuge, and then he recited the 48 vows. He made 48 promises. He said, I'm going to create a special world, a world free from suffering. This world that is represented here is the Pure Land. I'm going to talk a little bit about that next week. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Pure Land next week. But I'm going to create this world where everybody can go to be born, to be free of suffering. And then he recited the Jusege. The Jusege. The Jusege is what we chanted this morning. And he is saying again, this is what I'm going to say, this is what he said, and this is what I just said. So he reemphasizes again and again his wish to make everybody happy. It's like the Metta. Remember we read the Metta? Then he led us in the reading of the Metta. And the meaning of the Metta is, may all beings be happy and well. May all beings live at peace. And that's the meaning of these Sambutsuge, 48 vows, and Jusege. That's kind of the heart of these teachings. So Shakyamuni Buddha tells Ananda this story of Lokeshvara Raja and Dharmakara Bodhisattva. And then in that story, Dharmakara Bodhisattva is reciting the Sambutsuge, the 48 vows, and the Jusege. And then Ananda asks him, did he do it? Did he become a Buddha? Did he fulfill all of these vows? To which Shakyamuni Buddha said, yes, he did. He did indeed. He became a Buddha. He became a Buddha.
And now he carried a little
This is a lotus here. So he becomes, which Buddha does this kind of look like? Yes, Yoma?
Amida.
Amida Buddha, that's right. So he becomes Amida Buddha. So we have these, we have three Buddhas in this story, okay?
And they're all dead.
Amida Buddha is not dead. Amida Buddha is the Buddha of immeasurable life. So Ananda asks him, Shakyamuni Buddha, is Amida Buddha, did he do this in the past? Is he alive or is he dead? Ananda asks that very question to Shakyamuni Buddha. And Shakyamuni Buddha says, Ananda, Amida Buddha is the Buddha of immeasurable life. He's dwelling in the Pure Land as we speak, and he's teaching constantly, and he's helping everybody to become enlightened. Right? So Shakyamuni Buddha and Ananda, these were real historical people who lived in our world. People like you and me, who you could go back in time and meet, and we could go to the places where they actually lived. Lokeshvara Raja Buddha, Dharmakara Bodhisattva, who is Amida Buddha. These were all characters who were described in the story, in the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha. Now, Shakyamuni Buddha was an enlightened Buddha, so we as Buddhists, we take his teachings to be the very, the truth, the absolute truth, our guidance for living. Yes, Yoma? Shakyamuni Buddha and Ananda were historical people. So they're people who you could go back and meet in the past.
But
yes.
Is there such thing as a rocket that can go back in time?
There isn't, no. There isn't. It doesn't exist. But maybe one day you could invent one. That would be wonderful. Yes. So when we chant, Sambutsuge, when we chant Jusege, especially Jusege we chant very often, I want you to think about this story. Think about who's speaking. This is Dharmakara Bodhisattva, who goes on to become Amida Buddha. And remember this relationship between these people. Shakyamuni Buddha, he came here into our world to give us these teachings, to tell us this story, so that we can know the truth of the Nembutsu and the truth of Amida Buddha. Yes, Yoma?
Was Amida Buddha a real person?
Amida Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha told us about Amida Buddha, but he wasn't somebody who you could go back to meet in the same way you could go back in time to meet Shakyamuni Buddha.
No.
Yes, Cameron?
Did Ananda become the same person as one of those?
So Dharmakara becomes Amida Buddha. Dharmakara became Amida Buddha. Ananda was enlightened. He heard the teachings of the Buddha, and shortly after the Buddha passed away, Ananda became enlightened, and when he died, he passed into parinirvana. So he was completely liberated from the cycle of birth and death. So Ananda, to put it simply, Ananda passed away. Yes.
How do you know all that?
Because the Buddha told us. Because I've read the larger sutra. I've read the sutras. Yeah.
Well, the sutras in a book.
They are in a book, yes. We have some copies in the library here. If you'd like to borrow it and read it, you're welcome to. I encourage all of you to read the larger sutra, the Amida Sutra, and the Contemplation Sutra. Yes. Okay, very good. Well, thank you all for your wonderful listening, and I apologize for those of you in the back who had trouble seeing and hearing. We had some technical difficulty with our microphone. So we'll conclude here. Please join me in Gassho.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo.
Thank you. Also, thank you to our pianist, Stephanie Patterson. Are there any announcements?
No. morning. This morning at 10:30 in Hondo, there will be a special presentation for high school students and middle school students and their families by Dr. Jesse Lee on college and career path. So please, you gotta set up the screen, but 10:30 will be here.
Good morning. Mochizuki is coming up on December 9th, and if you're free that day, we would appreciate your help. And if you have not ordered yet, there are order forms in the coffee room. Thank you.
We welcome everyone to our temple, and I hope you have enjoyed our service this morning. If you are interested in becoming a member or learning more about our temple, please pick up a welcome packet on the rack by the front door. Let us rise and sing Pharrell on page 48 in the Red Book, called by Meditation and Memories.
And we do have adult discussion this morning. The questions are in the social hall. The social hall is set up for the general meeting, which will be later today at 1 p.m. We do have everything set up for the adult discussion in there. There are some questions. You can just pull chairs around. Everyone's invited to join the general meeting from 1 p.m. today as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, everybody says that. I don't know why. I just can't. I didn't learn. I just figured out. Yeah, I would never like talk to them. Everybody comments on that. Right.
Thank you.
Well, he, because when you become a Buddha, you have knowledge of all previous people. They've been one of the characters of the Buddha.
Students in college, encourage them to sit in the front aisle.